Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. And you know that traveling worldwide, I cannot wait to get going on that again. It's mine's between coast to coast, Hawaii to Maryland, and then other places and other countries. And I'm really looking forward to us getting back to our new normal, our old normal coming back to place. Everybody's been going through so much and all over the board, and it is really so important to be able to stay the course, isn't it? So we always want to stay the course, and through life's ups and downs, I don't know about you, but none of us can always stay the course every day, but it's so important to get back on the course. I am so excited to have Dominique Brightman on today. He's amazing, so special. He's just such a great person, and it's always so dynamic to have dynamic people on here that are walking the talk. And Dominique is a DTM, is a certified self-leadership expert with the John Maxwell team from Baltimore, Maryland, that empowers and equips others to share their stories. Because of his love for books, Dominique has written and published Going North, Tips and Techniques to Advance Yourself, the follow-up bestseller, Stay the Course, The Elite Performer's 7 Secrets to Sustainable Success, and contributing author for the best-selling book, Crappy to Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy. Find his writings anywhere books are sold, and you'll see how you too can become a better you. You know, this is a lifetime journey here, and it's awesome. As the host of Going North podcast, Dom interviews diverse authors around the world to help listeners become inspired to publish books of their own and overcome the obstacles we have to face daily. Because of his podcast, Dom was listed as one of the top 10 self-help podcasters in the world alongside Brendan Burchin, Gretchen Rubin, Lewis Howes, and Steve Ulcher for 3 years in a row. Whether it's humor, information, or inspiration, Dominique is sure to deliver immense value. And you can reach out to him anytime, too, through us or through LinkedIn, and learn how you can unlock a higher level of self-worth through book writing, leadership, training, and podcasting. We all need this every day. This is a lifetime thing. I don't care what you do for a living. We've got lots of realtors and agents, brokers listen to our podcasts in our network. General public, I don't care what you do, we need this every day. This is just a lifelong thing, just like we need air and we need food. I say we need God. This is just so needed, and especially when going through times, because that's part of life, right? And without further ado, I'd like to welcome Dominique Brightman. Hey there.
Woohoo! It's the noteworthy Natalie herself. Thanks a bunch for having me on again. You are super special, fabulous. Thanks a bunch.
Oh,
thanks a bunch.
Thank you for taking the time from your busy schedule to come on. I so appreciate it. So, we've got so much going on, and there's so much to talk about. So I'm not going to throw any breaks in, if that's okay with you today. Because you tell me how you're doing, how you got into. I know you, so I've got you are just amazing, and how you've always stayed on the course. Because we want to give our listeners some tips. Because through COVID, there's so much that's going on. I think a lot of people have really looked at life differently. They've made some big changes. They've gone through. It's a lot. Many people are still going through it. So tell us how you started out, Dominique, and brought you to where you are now, where you're always in the zone. You know how to get in that zone and stay in that zone and pick people up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got to try to pick them up like some weights and probably some food at a dinner table. Let me stop. Maybe not like the second part.
Yeah, pick them up. And they build your muscles while you're building theirs, right?
Yeah, it's fun for both parties. It's like a fun ride, maybe. A little levitation action.
It really is true, though. You give and you receive, and vice versa. And then we have to. So yeah. So I won't interrupt. Let me hear this.
It's all good. Like to have fun with you and everybody else listening. Heck, even laughter's good for the soul. Try to laugh at least every day. I try to, even if it's at yourself. I sure as heck find myself funny, whether it's my own mistakes or my own corny jokes. But hey, it's really just the key to really staying the course. The thing is, like, I really have my parents to thank as one of the main influences in my life. My father, he was in the U.S. Army. He was an 82nd Airborne Division paratrooper, had two combat jumps in World War II, and served in the Korean War. My mother, she was always about education, and she was usually the smartest girl in their neighborhood, and she grew up loving education, and her father made sure that she got her education, and she also was able to get it down the road because her father put it in my father's head. It's like, hey, you can have my daughter, but make sure she gets her college education since you're taking her up north to Maryland. And
wow,
she was able to do that. And she and the mother's the first teacher in the home. And I consider her my first ever public speaking and communication coach because she was raised in South Carolina and a little bit of the Southern twang was in her voice. And she used to get flack for that every now and then on the job. So she made sure to get rid of that, and she made sure that I didn't have that in my repertoire. And she
and I love that,
is a great lady.
That.
Oh yeah, of course you love it because you're a fabulous mom yourself.
Sound.
Like, it's all good. It's all good. Like, gotta appreciate those that are around still because I mean, like moms are freaking awesome. Like parents are awesome. Like those who truly invest in you and take their time out of their life to really pour themselves into you and take care of you, you always got to give thanks for them. And after that, now, like, the main thing that keeps me going now is realizing that my why is better than my why not. It's like, why not me? Because a lot of people have been able to use the pandemic to pivot and use that as an advantage to build themselves up and start all these new ventures. Like, it's kind of like the baby boomers of after World War One. Now we're in the book boomer period, as I'm starting to call it, of 2021, because a lot of folks are like, oh man, this COVID came, we're trapped at home. Let me write this book. I've been telling folks I've been to write, and like so many folks have published books that they never thought they'd be able to publish thanks to COVID and staying alive through it. So yeah, basically keeping the why in the forefront as opposed to my why not.
That makes so much sense. It's true. It's so true. The and it's funny with all the changes though. People are working virtually. We started working virtually, you know, years and years ago, and companies are allowing it. And people have seen so many changes. That's so good. So you know, when you have that bigger why, like for example, serving or wanting to make a difference, right? Having to take care of family, having to do. It seems we're always. Many of us, especially women, can get pushed forward when there's something that has to be done for women and men and children versus when we're just taking care of ourselves. Do you find that to be true?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because, I mean, like, always, like, usually when it comes to ourselves, we'll be more okay with failing ourselves to ourselves if only we know about it. Now, granted, the regret moment down the road will probably hurt like heck. But when it comes to other people, sometimes we care more about other people and we don't want to fail others because it's like, especially if it's those we love and those we care about, because you don't want to make them feel bad if you truly appreciate them and the appreciation comes right back to you and it's a true give and take a true love relationship, and it doesn't have to be romantic. It'd be platonic, all the good love, the unconditional love, and like kind of like a parent and a child or a significant other, especially in the early days and especially in the final days if the love was true. And heck, even better yet, the brotherly love, like two close friends. Heck, even remember a buddy of mine back in high school. He was one of the four team captains on this Christian retreat, and he got last fiddle. He got the worst pickings of the bunch because he got a bunch of freshman girls from the city area who weren't used to being athletic. And it was so bad because the first day of the retreat, it was like a three-day retreat, and we were all doing all these activities outside and whatnot. It was a great result because a lot of folks came to Christ after that. But, like, the games, it was so bad. Like, they were gassed after day one because they had to run around the whole darn field and forest mountain area, and he was stuck with basically me and about a couple other guys to really try to pull it in for the athletic stuff, like the basketball tournament, the musical chairs tournament. That was actually really, really integral. It was really challenging. Funny enough, it was really challenging. A lot of injuries happened during that year, and even though he didn't get the chance to win, it really developed our friendship a lot stronger because a lot of folks on his team, since he got the last pick as opposed to the other three team captains who were able to get first dibs, even though my buddy was an honor student. They too were honor students, and they were more like by teachers and administration. They got the better picks. We were still able to develop our friendship, and I had his back and even packed some extra water and all that good stuff so that way he could stay hydrated as well and just kept his head on straight and was basically a wall to vent to because he got the short fiddle. So really, like, we want to make sure that we always keep others high on the list. Definitely others high on the list.
You were like his light. You were light for him, and it was all. And you were like his life raft, you know, in a way, kind of that. And it's so funny when you go through things and you get to the other side. You know, when you've come through the fire and you made it, you're like, wow, I did it. And it seems like the successes like that really build your character and your confidence to where you don't have the same fears as if you never do anything. That is so funny. So he got a taste of it all, and you were there to help him. And that's what a great way to forge a relationship. It's such a, you know, it's tried and true when somebody's got your back, right? It's kind of a good feeling to pull through that. It's so exciting. Thanks to your dad for serving and going through all that, and your mom. They sound like such incredible parents, such great memories, and such. It's like they instill in us lessons for a lifetime. Lessons for a lifetime. It's Dominique, you've got with everything you're really strong on keeping aware of the mental awareness and day to day, and your humor is great. I just love it. You're awesome. You're always on it. And right now people going through, say somebody doesn't know what they want to do right now, and they're making changes and they're going through. They said I don't want to be negative because we want to keep everything positive, but the suicide rate has really gone up with COVID. Depression's gone up. A lot of the teenagers and the young ones aren't sure what to do, and the social networking, this isolation has really played a key role. So we've got, you know, we always have the positives and the negatives, and we have the good and the bad, and that comes out of everything. And do you have any tips for someone they're just lost right now? They're not sure if they want to go back to work. And we've been hearing around the U.S. and around the whole world's having problems, but around the U.S. with this unemployment and stipends and everything, we're finding that a lot of businesses are having trouble finding workers. And many people, when you talk to them, are saying, well, I'm making more money this way. And some people are, I don't know how, but they are. And some people said they just don't feel like working, so they're making enough to pay their bills. They're in funks. And like you and I kind of, we know how to get out of that funk. We might be in that funk for a day and then go, oh, no, no, no. I've got, you know, good night's sleep and now I'm back to my mission again. But what tips would you give somebody that has never gone through all, they've just kind of lived and done their thing and done what everyone else is telling them to do, and they're going through this major change right now, saying, where do I start? It's almost too overwhelming. How do we, you know, they say, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? But what kind of tips would you give them?
Oh, yeah, definitely. One of the, and this has been one heck of an interesting time, you're so darn right about those suicide rates, because one of the hardest things for a lot of people is to really give themselves time to actually get within themselves, because like a lot of folks, especially with this hustle and bustle that we had pre-COVID and then having being forced to basically sit down and actually be with ourselves if we were living by ourselves or with family and realizing, oh crap, I think I made the wrong choice here. I know the real person that way.
You probably had a flashback, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, dang. And one of the major things that really helped a lot of people, especially kids, is basically getting outside within reason, like in your own neighborhood, and just having time outside and doing something outside. And heck, maybe even picking up some habits like gardening, like doing something to get your mind off of what's going on, because one of the major things about the darn pandemic that I've made in my life that was a, I wouldn't say it was a mistake, but it was a learning lesson, because one of the things I mentioned in the first book is like, hey, avoid the hypnosis box known as the TV, and with this darn pandemic, it's like, okay, well, let me see what's going on with the news, see what's going on with the stats. And then day after day, it just kept getting worse and worse. It's like, after a while, I just had to turn that junk off. I'm like, dude, like, it's rough to hear all of that. And that probably did a lot of damage to a lot of people. So I'd say making sure that you try to make your environment a success climate as much as possible. So basically, if you can, like, read things and put inspirational messages around your place of living. Like, I actually keep a bunch of sticky notes around my desk. Like, one of them says, always focus on the payoff and just doing the things today that'll help me be better for tomorrow. And heck, even another one is be a better person than I was yesterday. Like, so one way to be better than what you were the day before is by maybe listening to a new inspirational message and then taking something from the message, keeping it in your mind, keeping it in your heart, and maybe even being more kinder to people if you might be a little short with people. Getting more sleep is definitely a requirement. I know some people had to deal with a lot of insomnia during the pandemic, but if you can find somebody in your network who you can have a good laugh with, that'll help you a lot, because if you can get a laugh to where you feel like you're building six-pack abs, and that you'll definitely get some sleep later.
Topic, another whole thing about how many people, including me, gained weight over the pandemic. It's like, what happened? You know, I saw a friend out of state a couple weeks ago, and she's really tiny, and it was her birthday. She's in her 90s, so I went to Manhattan to, you know, treat her. And she looked at me and says, oh, my gosh, what happened to you? And it was horrible. Like, you should never say something like to somebody, even if you think something, you shouldn't say that. You should keep your you gained weight. You were like, and I'm like, I felt fine. I didn't, and I'm working it out. You know, it's fine. But it was a terrible thing to say to somebody. So if you have people that hear, sometimes we have to watch our words, right? Because a lot of things changed during the epidemic. It's like, but we're alive. Aren't we alive? That's the most important, right? But I tell you, it's so true. There's so many things. I find gratitude is so huge, and also not festering unforgiveness. And that's something I think a lot of us, even when you just mentioned No, I didn't have to go through the I've been divorced for a lot of years, so I didn't have to go through, oh, my gosh, did I make a mistake? No, I'm just – but that's – but I think sometimes people, if you're around even somebody you love to know and every day too much, that can be a little annoying, right? Especially when you're used to having your space and people work and do other things, and all of a sudden they couldn't. But I find that – I think gratitude is so big. And in your book, Stay the Course, you have so many tips in here, and going north – and just daily, I mean, it's almost like having your Bible to go in and look at daily. And you got in here on your gratitude. There are miracles happening every day in people's lives. It's just that they don't recognize them for what they are. Antoine Garrett, and that's in your book. It says, one of the things you will find about the successful people is they express and show gratitude. Elite performers are those who are grateful for their given abilities to excel and succeed. Gratitude is one of the biggest gifts you can give yourself because it opens the door to receive more. And don't envy anyone because you don't know how they acquired what they have. Dr. Ava Brown, that's in your book too, Stay the Course. I believe each one of us are absolute miracles, and God gave us these gifts, you know, for a reason, and we have one fingerprint for a reason. And you want to use your gifts and not judge yourself, not compare yourself to others, because you are not them, and you're not supposed to. But it's interesting to know that gratitude, I find gratitude and forgiveness almost give us the extra, you know, what is it, not, what is the hormone when we're running? What is it? Endorphins in your body and other, cortisone. If you have too much cortisone because you get upset and you're not laughing and you're stressed and you're anxious, that's bad for your body. But endorphins are good for your body. And gratitude and releasing lack of forgiveness is amazing what it can do for your body, you know. And I think when you were saying, like, some people might have said, oh, I don't know if I want to be with this person. Oh, my gosh, I didn't know you were like this after all these years. And they're thinking unforgiveness and getting upset, and it just makes such a difference. You know, our mindset is so huge, isn't it, in everything we do? Have you, you know, and I think this COVID gave a lot of people time to reflect and do other things. So I just want to mention it because I find that certain things are – we have to create habits, and some things that keep us back, like the performers that practice, right? Anybody performing, athletes, whatever, they have to practice. And when you think about it, you get in that mode and that habit of doing it over and over and over and over, and it does create endorphins. It does create stability. And what it also does is gives you those small wins that get to bigger wins, and no matter what you do, because I use an example of like a janitor in a high school. That person is helping how many children, how many kids? You know, high school years are pretty tough on a lot of kids, and some are not. But if there's anything going on, you know how that janitor is serving how many people over his or her career, right? And it could instill and make, like, you know, how you talked about your parents, and you were so lucky to have such wonderful, loving, smart, brilliant parents that stayed the course with you. And that's like your book, Stay the Course. They stayed the course, and look at how you are and you appreciate and what you do to give back and serve. That janitor in a high school, imagine the kids that don't get that extra love and don't have that, how that person made such a difference. So it's important. I just want to put out there, no matter what you do in life, where you are, you're there for a reason. And when your heart feels, this is where I belong, it doesn't matter how much money there is. It doesn't matter how much stardom. It doesn't matter if the person next door has whatever. It doesn't matter because you're given your gifts. And I think that, would you agree with me? That's when we listen to that inside of us and we hear it, that's so wonderful, isn't it? And on the flip side, when you know you're in a bad situation, or you know this is wrong, or this isn't what God put me here for, I hate this, and there's not a good reason, that's a strong word, then maybe it's time to make a change. Does that make sense?
Amen to that. That's right. She's preaching, y'all. That's right. She could give her the robe, y'all. I'm telling you, Reverend Natalie's in the building, baby.
You're awesome. You're awesome. It's you see a lot of it. It's really It's really funny. Tell us, how do you do, you have such great humor, and how do you find humor in, like, every situation?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hours of listening to stand-up comedians and just plain observation. Funny enough, a lot of, especially rookie stand-up comedians, that observation is what helps them on stage if they really pay attention to it, like playing off the crowd. Like, you may notice someone may have a T-shirt that may be a little too tight on them. They may have got some COVID-21 as opposed to the freshman 15. Even like myself, like funny enough, the intro of the book, I mentioned I gained 64 pounds and then lost 20 of them. Then I was doing good, and then COVID showed up, and then I gained 20 back. So yeah, don't worry, Natalie. We're both in the weight gain boat, so don't worry. We're both working on it, trust me. And just really, that even laughing like that, like, and just plain honesty as well, and just taking stock of the situation, because, like, if you can't laugh at yourself and take yourself a little less serious than other folks will, then you'll put yourself at a disadvantage, because that will actually give you an advantage, because if you can laugh off just about almost anything, you can be fine. Heck, even a little Facebook group I'm a part of that I follow, Laughter and Inspiration, where folks just share
oh, it's
a little
laughter
funny
and inspiration?
Memes and stuff. Literally the name of the Facebook group. That's actually a little funny side of Facebook that's
up.
Actually not toxic. Yeah.
Not toxic. Yes.
Yep, it's not toxic. Yeah, because that's one of the elephants in the world, the Facebooks and the social media. It's like, oh, I don't want to be in there. It's toxic. Well, quick side note, it's only toxic if you make it toxic. You can unfollow and block people if you want. But, yeah, just
you can take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Like, grain of salt and pepper too. Like, hey,
throw a little bit of that. But then sometimes throw that little can in there and make them sneeze because they got to be quiet and stop being so negative. No, I'm just kidding. You got to like stop them. But I'll tell you, I stopped. I always watched the news my whole life. Like, I would keep up, and you know. And last July, it's been a year already, and I was thinking about the other day. I thought, I can't believe it's been a year already, because to me it seems like 4 months. Since COVID started, time has flown by. And so I was like, I'm not watching. I don't want to watch all that because I don't want to hear the negativity. I would love for a news media station, the powers to be, the ones that can do, you know, well, do the syndications and all that, give us 80% good stuff and 20% negative, because they're always focusing on the negative, which I guess brings the ratings up, but I think eventually it's going to bring them down because I don't want to watch it anymore. And but then we have to keep abreast because it's not really good. Like last week I was like, oh my gosh, there were floods in Germany. That's horrible. And I didn't know for a couple of days because I'm trying not to watch it all, right? And so there's a happy medium, and we need, and with real estate and business, of course, I have to look at the highlights and the headlines and keep up with our networks and different rules and changes, and that's a different platform. But it's, you look at it and go, wait a minute, but I feel so much happier not listening to all that negative stuff. I said, I'm done with it. You know, I don't want to keep hearing that. And I meditate and pray in the morning. I'm just sticking that in because I pray all the time, but I meditate. I'll listen to things that soothe my mind and get me in. And really, there's actually, CenterPoint has these CDs or DVDs. There's CDs, but MP3s you can listen to too, to get you balanced. It's a lifetime thing if you, you know, with certain things that go on. And I just find that, we look at it just like where people are trying to eat better and do things. And I have empathy, but you look at it all and go, this is a lifetime. We have to be so grateful to be alive and see what changes we can make. Can we, you know, in our family and our community, our, you know, life and business. It's interesting. So many big changes have come from adversity. All the new creations, they start first in your mind and then they create it, have come many times because we needed, you know, like we needed cars and we needed planes. And look at us now getting ready to have space travel in, you know, other planets, because we're probably going to need another planet, right, if we don't stop what we're doing. I'm just saying, you know, so I'm just kind of like, Oh, my gosh. And there is humor in all that. You know, the other day I didn't even mean to say that somebody was saying, well, Jeff Bezos was going to the moon, and I was talking to somebody about something. I said, yeah, then they really take off and they go to moon, literally like Jeff Bezos, and I didn't mean it to even to come out that way. But there's so much that's going on. And I just, my hat's off to you to be able to teach it, and with the libraries and with the reading and the books and getting it out there. And nowadays it's so much easier on the platforms, right, to be able to create courses, give information. How do people know, like, for example, we all have something to offer, and what about the people that go, everybody's doing it out there now, there's so many books, there's so much, you know, I'm not going to, what am I going to do? And how? What do you tell somebody like that? Because it starts with one writing, one thing. What do you tell somebody that's not jumping up and starting to do this when they you know, they want to do it, they want to write, they want to inspire?
Sure thing. So it's easier said than done, but generate an abundance mentality, because a lot of folks nowadays, there's millions and millions of books out there. Thousands are being published daily thanks to the internet and everything, making it a lot easier to get your work out there. And folks are still publishing books because either they want to get their story out there, or they just want to have something for the family, if it's like a memoir or something. And a lot of those folks, mm-hmm. some of them may not even want to try to become a bestseller on Amazon or New York Times bestsellers, but they still put their work out anyway. Podcasts, like last April, good luck finding a microphone. All the microphones were sold
really?
Out because folks were stuck. Yeah, that was like on the podcasting news emails letters I subscribed to. Like, you couldn't find a podcasting mic anywhere. I checked on Amazon. You couldn't find them anywhere for a few weeks. And Apple Podcasts finally reached 1.5 million podcasts last year.
Wow.
And the thing is, like, yeah, the thing is, like, a lot of people, thanks to the COVID, COVID everything. COVID everything.
Yes.
Is the fact that a lot of folks had more free time to do things that they really wanted to try their hand at. And a lot of people were able to advance if they were already in the podcasting space or the book writing space. And folks have finally got the chance to write their books for the first time and get their stuff out there. So you may think it's saturated, but it's really not. There's enough readers out there for everybody. There's enough listeners out there for everyone. There's over, 6.5 billion people on Earth that we can actually count. And the thing is, like, it's not the fact that everybody's, oh, this person's writing a book, oh, this person's starting a business. There's more than enough for everybody to have their fair share, because another thing you have to keep in mind, too, just because folks may start something, that doesn't mean they'll be consistent with it, because especially with podcasts themselves, because a lot of folks do this thing called pod fading, where they upload maybe 6 to 10 episodes and they just stop for some reason. They either get tired or they realize it was more work. Oh, pod fading.
Pod fading. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And so they do it. They start it and they stop
off.
And they don't do it. You know, I'm a person. I've always done stuff way ahead. Like, the menu systems were 24 years ahead, and this was ahead. And not that I went out and did it like Amazon or Facebook, because I'm like, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? But podcasting, I started 9.5 years ago. But mine is so organic, and I need to put more commercials in and throw this in and that in, but I really don't want to. I'll probably start another one. And then there's times I just pick up the phone, and you should be using a microphone. And it's funny, we started on Blog Talk Radio, and Randy Zachary, who you hear in the beginning, was co-hosting with me, and he's been in radio over 40 years. He actually produces for family radio now all over the country, which is what they are. It's amazing. And he would go, oh, Natalie, let's go on a better platform, better. And I'm like, this is great, because it's easy for me to do. And if it wasn't easy, I might not have ever done it, if that makes sense. You know, and I kept it organic. And you know, people say, oh, now get it pro. And you want to be pro, and you want to do it right. But there is something about just do it, just get it done. And then after you do it so many times, you aren't afraid, if that makes sense. You're not afraid. You're like, if she can do it, I can do it. If he can do it, I can do it. And it's the same thing as repetition. And so now we're going to start. I want to start one called It's Time to Heal. or with like the Natalie Show to get these types of topics out, you know, not just real estate too. But it's interesting. So if you're thinking about doing one, if you're listening to this, jump on Blog Talk Radio, set it up and do it. You can do it right away. And you don't have to, you know, so there's so many ways to monetize them, which is what so many were doing. And I was always like, I just want to keep it organic. And now it's time to get really serious after 9.5 years, just have the confidence to know that it's okay. It works. And I think that's one of the fear is false evidence appearing real. It's not real, right? You have to, I mean, there's certain times to have fear if you're, you know, you don't want to get yourself in danger, but it's great to just keep going. And it's interesting. And I know you said with being professional, we have to be pro at what we're doing if we're delivering, et cetera. But there's a part of it that the more organic and just natural, because so many people have so much to say, you know, for podcasting. And I just love it. It's you know, sometimes keep it elementary and then go from there. You have in your book, Stay the Course, which is phenomenal, The Elite Performer's 7 Secret Keys to Sustainable Success by Dominique Brightman. Dominique B. Brightman. You can get that on Amazon and everywhere books are sold. You have 50 quotes of one. We're not going to for the elite and ignited performer. These are great. These are really great. So see one. Life is too short to permit discouragers close to you. Mike Murdock. That's a tough one. Lots of times because you may have people in your family or other people that are discouraging. And what do you say to that? We need to toughen up. There's some people that are in your life that you're not going to say bye to.
Oh, you could definitely say that again. Like, funny enough, I had to retweet that one yesterday because I was actually doing the audio version for the book over again yesterday. And I was like, man, I got to do this one over. And like, man, it's so true because the thing is, life is too short. And funny enough, sometimes life can be too long sometimes if you hesitate to do something you always want to do and you just keep letting time pass without at least making progress to getting it done. So if when it comes to both ends of that spectrum, you have to realize, like, hey, if you're going to do something, make sure you're around people that aren't going to, like, discourage you. And if they are a critic, making sure that it comes from a place of actual service. Because the other thing, too, is a lot of folks may think that certain critics are negative people, but not all critics are negative people. Some critiques are kind of like Toastmasters. It's to actually help you become better. It's actual, true, constructive criticism with adding bricks to your metaphorical castle, not just taking a sledgehammer or one of those caterpillar bulldozers and running you over. It's actual something to build you up. So that's one of the major things to keep in mind. And heck, even one thing I recommend for folks to do is really just give that time to yourself every morning, if not at the end of the night, and at least have your own corner somewhere in your home or wherever you live, if you have family especially, and just let that be your corner and just tell folks, like, hey, give me at least a good 10 to 15 minutes here. Let it be the mommy, daddy corner or just the me corner or your thinking chair. And just let that be the corner. So that way it's like, oh, he or she's in the corner. Don't say nothing. We ain't dead, so don't say nothing.
Like men have their men cave, right? Man cave, woman cave. It's like that's a timeout spot. Timeout. Yes. That's a good point. That's a really good point. And, that's a really good point. I know, and here you've got, this was from you. Elite performers in Stay the Course. Elite performers know that broken focus will shatter productivity. Sorry, it's early here, and hinder opportunities for victory. I'm in so many different time zones, and that is an excellent advice. Elite performers know that broken focus will shatter productivity and hinder opportunities for victory, and that happens, doesn't it? You're on the course, you're doing this, and then all of a sudden something happens, and you stop for a week or stop for days. If you can just, you know, do a little bit at a time, it's worth it. It's really worth it. Let's see. Elite performers, it says, you've got the willingness to do what needs to be done is one of the benchmarks of success. It can't always be. And then anyone who doesn't make mistakes isn't trying hard enough, from Wes Roberts. Great achievers have always understood the necessity of organized assistance. Organized assistance, is that getting help from other people, or what is that?
Oh, yeah, getting help from other people, and not only that, but making sure that they're clear on what you're trying to do, because even with like my podcast itself, it's like, hey, you just interview authors? Like, yep, the goal is to interview over 1,000 authors across the globe. Well, hey, I know this guy, they fix cars. Like, no, or better yet, if someone's looking to like greet like CFOs or the CSOs of a company, and they want to speak to them and train like a sales force of a company, like it's always good to get organized assistance in that way, and making sure that those who assist you know exactly what you do, so that way they can help you the best that they can. So that way, if they know somebody who can truly help out another person and be a resource for them, then it'll be better for both parties, because helping good people is good stuff, as Mike Sheila would say.
Yes, absolutely. Good stuff. It's good stuff. So when people are such doers and want to serve and givers, many times everybody comes at you and wants it all, and they're just takers. And I don't want to sound negative, but how do you set boundaries so you know the difference? So you're still giving from your heart and you're doing and you're serving, but you're also setting boundaries so that, you know, it can be a give and take. Is it okay to tell these people right up front, wait a minute, when you get out and you deal with so many people and you're easily accessible, it can be difficult how to set the boundaries. Or that's where people have gatekeepers in companies, but it's still difficult because you want to open your heart and be there and be serving. Any thoughts on that?
Oh, you're so right. It's like everyone preaches, saying, it's like, oh, you got to protect me, somebody. I need somebody. You got to protect me. You got to watch out for these folks who are trying to get into the church and build all these projects and give them money and they disappear. Like, it's so darn
right.
True. It's like, I totally understand your point, because,
and
like,
then you don't
want to
be distrusting of everybody. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's definitely a proper balance right there. It's like some folks, if they reach out a little too much, asking for too much, then sometimes it's just best to, well, to be honest, sometimes I avoid some of them, like with text messages. This is probably a bad habit, but some of them I just don't even respond to. Like, some of them I say, all right, thanks for letting me know, thanks for keeping me updated, I'll keep this on my radar. Like, that's one of the things I do is just say I keep it on my radar, and just even being upfront with people sometimes. Meetings like, hey, I'm really don't have the ability to do that right now, but keep me posted, or don't even say keep me posted in there at all, if you're even not interested in that thing at all, because that's the other thing too, because it's great to be nice, but also still be firm too. You gotta be both. You can't just be all heart all the time and not have no firmness at all, because folks will think you're a pushover, and it'll be bad for both parties, especially
the boundary. The boundary thing is, boundary situation is really difficult at times when you're doing a lot. It really is, because I know. I find with me, I'm like, oh, I want to motivate them. I want to help them, because you can, you know, we've been doing this for so long, you can tell, you know, they're having issues or this is happening. I ran into a woman. I was eating out at a restaurant the other day, and the woman at the next table started talking to me and had just lost her husband, and they'd been married almost 30 years, and his birthday was the next day. And the grief was, the stages of grief, and we've been through it. I was through it with my brother. It took me 4 years. It's a lot of stuff, and you feel it in the empathy. And I ended up talking her through things and helping, and you know, trying to help, you know, as much as I could. And it's just it's all over, and yet it's just. But that was a good thing, and it's interesting. There's because sometimes people are in places where you can see like this woman's going to be okay in a couple years or in a year, but where she is today is really difficult. You know, to reach out and get support, and so. It's interesting to look at that. I see one of the quotes you have in here for success, George Foreman, as an entrepreneur, you are working for yourself, but you are calling your own shots, determining your destiny. But the truth is, even if someone else signs your paycheck, you are still in business for yourself. We all are. And it's good to remember that. And then, of course, our clients and customers, we're working for them as well, right? So it's a very, I think that's always a daily thing. We've got looking at some other ones. Yeah, you. I love this. I always, here's one from Tony Robbins. Once we affect a change, we should reinforce it immediately. We're such creatures of habit, aren't we? And it's interesting, though. I think getting laughter back in, that's something I'd like to do more of because I notice when we're focused and rolling and doing and you want to have the humor, but then you don't want to insult anybody because nowadays some of our off-the-cuff humor can be taken so differently, right? Because nowadays there's so many symbols and signs and different things for things that I don't even know all of them. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know that meant that. I was just meaning this and da-da-da, you know? And you're like, oh, my goodness. So you just, we have to be careful but not be so careful that we can't enjoy ourselves, you know. It's an interesting world we're in right now. And I do believe we do need to love ourselves, too. What? But
oh, yeah,
we need to love ourselves. Yes, and be an individual, though, is so important. Look at Oprah Winfrey. She had she still has a great platform, but her platform of being able to interview people and at a time where, you know, people were watching TV more, there's other shows, and being able to interview people and bring things out and get to the heart, to me, that is just like the awesome, the ultimate platform to be in. And but she was not afraid to speak her heart and speak her mind. And she's her own person. And I think we all want to remember that we're supposed to be who we are. Of course, we want to be, you know, always caring. But and nobody, it's like, do we ever really arrive? I've always said, do we ever really arrive? Not really, because it's an ever, we're evolving in our lifetime. And it's really the journey. It isn't about I got there, right? It's more the journey and the lessons and what we go through daily and to enjoy that day. But on the laughter, you're so good at that. I know a Japanese thing, a saying, or that's what they call it. They said, hold your head back and just laugh, like for 30 seconds and keep going, like ha, 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 like force a laugh, and before you know it, you're laughing. And that might look a little odd in different places, but sometimes people really aren't laughing at all, or aren't the type of people that just laugh at everything, right? And I forgot what that was called, but it was hold your head back and do a forced laugh for at least 30 seconds, and it's a Japanese way of doing a belly laugh, and before you know it, you're laughing. But it feels good. It feels good, just like exercise feels good, and just like gratitude feels good, and you know, so all those little, if we can put more of that into our lifetime and life, it's yep. So I am so glad that you came on today. There was so much we could talk for hours about this, couldn't we? There's so much about
it. Right, because they didn't even mention the penguins yet.
What about the penguins? Tell us.
Yeah, you know, the magical penguins, you know, they sometimes carry some rocket launchers when folks get too close. And, of course, the polar bears, you know, they can be a little feisty if you mess with the penguins.
Yeah. I love it. Hey, I got to tell you, this is going to sound corny, but I have on my screen import when I'm in Maryland, there's a squirrels got in to build a nest because I won't go into the long story because we don't have time, but, and I don't want to kill them on this one side, and I don't want to kill him or take him out or do that because I can't, and I have groundhogs way back in the property, and it's not close enough to the house that's going to bother anything. But with the squirrels, they got in through this little tear in the screen that needs to be fixed, and I'm like, I'll get him out later, but it's okay. So this one squirrel, it's so funny because we think, well, animals, they don't know like we know, blah, 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 blah. But it's interesting how people don't, even dogs, they say, are like two-year-old children at time. You know, there's much more intelligence that's been given to animals than we understand, not everybody, but I'm just saying in general, that it was so cute. I'm on the phone with a client going over some inspection issues, and I look over, and the squirrel's like hanging down from where the net, like on the side, like it wants to leave and go down the deck. You know, it's up on, by the screen place. And it saw me. And it just froze. And it's hanging there. And it was almost like, if I stay still, whatever they call us, won't know that I'm here. And I'm looking, I'm like, oh, and it just would not move. And, I mean, I'm maybe 15 feet away, but this one's, and oh, that poor little thing, I got to go back in the slider, and that way, and then I turned around to go back, and it ran away. It was like, you can't tell me animals don't know more than we know. I mean, they know more than we think they know. It's just cute little, but it was such a heartwarming moment. You know, I try to savor all those little moments because there's so many things like that going on around us and we're not even paying attention to it because we're so in our heads about something else, you know. So that's a cute little corny story, but now, some, you know, that's for people that love animals. So.
Don't worry, corn is great.
Corn is great.
Embrace corn.
Right, corn is awesome. Corn is awesome.
Be a corn
Joe
Kernel if
corn.
You have to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, we are down to the end of the show because, I could just go on with you for hours and hours and hours and about stay the course, staying in there, tips to advance yourself. You're just amazing with this. I love it. And humor and inspiration is just so all over everything you do. And I really recommend that this is Dominique Brightman. We're on Realty Universal. I really recommend that you buy his books and get his books, Stay the Course, Elite Performers, 7 Secrets to Sustainable Success, Going North. You mentioned you're doing audio. So you're doing audio to put it up there now? Because the audio books are so listen to now every day. I do it constantly. I listen to them constantly because you're able to listen in the car, working out, drive, you know, wherever. So is it hard to do that and put it up there?
Oh, yeah, it's harder than expected because, like, with my first book, it was easy. Got it done in one sitting. Then I did a project for someone else, and I was like, oh, this is totally different because energy was required. Like, one of the things that people don't understand about public speaking, you probably speak from this from experience, like that's actually an energy activity that really uses your whole body because both your brain and your body are engaged the whole time because you're trying to share a great message. And thanks to, especially nowadays where you don't want to say anything to really step on someone's toes, and if you do, it's okay, it's like you'll just apologize later and all that good stuff if need be. And really just moving, especially if you're one of those energetic, engaging speakers too.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's hard from a performance aspect to really stay in there in the editing, but it's a fulfilling one.
So can you do it and then put it up on Audible Books? I didn't even know we could do that now.
Oh yeah, definitely. It should be on Audible hopefully by the end of before September 2021 at least.
I love it. That is so, I love it. Oh, my goodness. See, you can tell I'm so into inspirational, motivational, right? And I have all that extra energy that people go, are you always like that? And I have to go, So I'm like, but people have to remember, don't let anyone steal your joy. Don't, because you do have to love yourself. Because I can say that sometimes people get jealous when they shouldn't get jealous, and there's other things that happen. So it's a day-to-day process. So it really is. Gosh, I want to have you back on. The end of the podcasts are always for me, and this is even after 9.5 years. We cut off at an hour, and we're recording. So it's always like I don't like to cut off an end without, you know, that's one I have to work on that, on how we end without saying, okay, now it's going to end, and I'm so glad you came. there's always something to learn, isn't there?
Oh, you could say that again, definitely say that again. But, hey, that's what keeps life worth living, when you learn something new and jot it down or keep a Mets note in it for later. It's like, hey, watch out for that snickerdoodle cookie. You'll snicker and you'll doodle a heart on a page later, like stuff like that.
It's so, I got to say, and I'm not saying, is for me, the Bible is the best blueprint in the world. And God and praying and getting into our spirit, you know, it's been a godsend for me my whole life, if anyone ever said, what does that do for you? And I'm not telling somebody you have to go this way or the highway, or it's not for me to judge and me to tell people what they should do. But I can just say for me, it has kept me going through some really hard times in life, you know, at different times. And the inspiration to go, no, God, we have to serve people. Yes, I want to serve people. It's not about just me. And in finding the balance, it's really, and for me, it's, you know, I'm a lot older now than I was years ago. Like, I knew I was supposed to do this, but now I know the why. Like you said, find your why, and now I understand my why. And I think for all of us, if we can find that why, it makes such a difference. And it's not like your why, my why hasn't changed as far as serving people, and I've always wanted to help starving kids in Africa, and I'm really into, but I have to get these things done, because I've noticed that I want to do this, but I have too much on my plate, and then I'm not doing it, and then that time thing goes. And it's really neat to finally go, no, this is my why. Now, some people's why can change. It doesn't mean, you know, you have to stick with what you thought you were going to do. That can change, because that's the beautiful part about life, right? So, so are there any parting tips you want to give people? Because I want them. They need to come in. They need to read your books and listen to you and get on your podcast, because you give so much inspiration. It needs to be like watching the Oprah Winfrey Show. They need to just keep doing it.
Oh, yeah, with all the chocolate. Well, thanks again, Natalie, for having me on. You are freaking fabulous. Freaking love you. You do awesome things in the world, and I'm glad you're still doing the show and still keeping it strong, because that shows that you're a model of elite performance and consistency that people need. And as for something for folks to take home with, we touched on gratitude, but folks, I like to say, never hesitate to show gratitude, especially to those who have been with you and those who are actually help you out throughout your life. And that can even be thankful to yourself for what you have nowadays too, and be thankful to a higher power, whether it's God or the universe. I prefer God.
Right.
I'm a Christian myself too. I'm a fan of the Bible, the Bible, as some
right.
call it. And just be grateful every day for every small thing that you have. And also try to encourage at least 5 random people a day. Whether that's a compliment, just saying hi, or just calling somebody I haven't talked to in a while and be like, hey, how you doing? Hope you're well. And folks will be pleasantly surprised, especially if you haven't talked to them in a while. And they'll be excited to hear
mm-hmm.
another voice nowadays. So that's something to take home with. Oh, yeah, and just subscribe to the Going North podcast as well. You can also dig for Natalie's episode from way back when I was still using freeconferencecall.com, where we talked about the gut heart and things like that.
I've got to go back and listen to that. Yes. Yes. And they can subscribe where? On iTunes? Everywhere? Where do they subscribe?
Oh, yeah. iTunes, if that's your favorite. It's on YouTube. It's all on DonBrightman.com or wherever you like to listen to podcasts. Heck, even podcasts are now available on Audible and Amazon Music. So if you have one of those two apps and you prefer that, you can find it there too.
I love it. I love it. It's awesome. Thank you, Dominique, and I hope to see you soon. Talk to you. This is awesome. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.